We are on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph by the Mishnah. Hagoizel es chaveiroi shave prute v'nishbaloi. He stole. And then he swore that he didn't steal. And then he was moide that he swore false. That's the case of the parsha of Shuas HaPikodin. Is yelechenu achra v'afilu lamodai. So there's a chiyuv. And the Gazlin, who was Nishpa Lishekel, to bring the Dover HaGozel back to the hands of the Nigzal, even though he lives far away in Modai, he has to go to Modai. Let us see Rashi, V'Nishpa Loi Al Shekel, he swore false. Then Vahida, then he was Maida that he swore false. Ilechenu acha v'afilu l'modai de'ein loy kapore ad sheyachzer l'nigzal atzmai. He will not be miskaper till he returns it to the nigzal. D'chsiv la'ashel hu lo yitnenu b'yoyim ha'shmosoi gabi nishba l'sheker k'sit. We see already in the Mishnah and in the Gemara b'in Aposik. It seems this halacha is only by a goyzel v'nishba al sheker v'hoide. What is Tam Gazlin? Tam is a Gazlin that stole something. What does he do? He doesn't go to Modai. He informs the Nigzal, I stole something from you. I'm looking to give it back to you. Whenever you stop by my house, you can pick it up. But he's not mechuyif to go to Modai. That's how he's mekayim the mitzvah of a heishev es egzela. He's not mechuyev to spend money in order to mekayim mitzvahs v'heishev. So they bring, Yecheskel brings a minchas chinuch and Simon Kuflamet. He asks, why is the mitzvah of a shavas gzela different than all other mitzvahs? All the mitzvahs are only ben esrik, so he mechuyev at chaymesh. To be mekayim a mitzvah sasei, ve'eshvus egzel is also a mitzvah sasei. Why is there no chiyuv to spend money to in order to mekayim this mitzvah? This is a kash of the minchas chinuch. The Divrei Yecheskel wants to say a mitzvah that the yesod of the mitzvah is because of mamon chaveiroi. Begenu should have his moment. So a person is not mechuyev to be mevazves his moment kedei lahashlim moment chaveri. That means if the yisoid ha-mitzvah is he has to get back his money, fine. But I'm not mechuyev to be mevazves. It's not like an esrik. An esrik is a mitzvah like an esrik. So mechuyev to be mevazves moment to purchase an esrik. But here a mitzvah shebe moment. The tachlis, a mitzvah, that he should get back his moment. I'm not mechuyev to be mevazvez my moment in order that he should get back his moment. And he says, the mekayr of this halacha, we learn that from a Shabbos Abeda. A Shabbos is mitzvah of a Shabbos Abeda. But if by being meishev the Abeda, shalai merubim mishal chaveir, I'm not mechuyev to return his Abeda. That means there's a mitzvah to be mazer his Abeda, but that's if it won't cost me, I won't lose from this. But here, als the kapore that one needs for nishba l'shekel, so here one is mechuyev, the ein loy kapore at sheyachzer l'nigzal atzmai. Now, this loshen ein loy kapore, I saw there are two mahalchim. One mahalach is that you have to bring a korban. They will not be makrim the korban until he gets back the money. So memela, so the kapore is dependent that he gets back his money, and you need a kapore. And number two, they bring that from the chazanish. The chazanish says that the etzim chazora sakerim is also a kapore. I mean, it's not the complete kapore, but it's this is a chelik of the kapore. Bring down from the Rosh. The Rosh says that Bizman, as though we don't have any Kobin, you also mechuyev to go to Modai. I'm a mechiv to go to Modai. So vayis tachoyis tachazad, I won't bring a kolb bizman hazeh. So al kaponim vayis tachoyis, that the etzem chazoris ha-kolbin is also a psashtikul kapore. So that's what Rashi says, the ein loy kapore, at sheyachzal inichzal. Let's continue the Mishnah. Lo yitein, lo levnoi, lo leshluchoi, avonoisin leshliach best. What does Rashi say? Lo yitein, lo levnoi, shal nigzal, leliche lenigzal. Shim yansu, chayv lahachse. He shouldn't think by giving it to his son, he's a leidik. If an einis will occur, he's mechuyib to be marse the gzayla to the nigzal. Lo yhavi, ashove, ademote, liyode, kidamo. But, but he won't be chayev to spend a money by tzos haderech. So takonis hashovin, Chazal said you can give it to a shliach bezdin. And as we learn through the sugya, we'll perhaps understand this a little better. Zot Mishnah weiter. V'imeis, what happens if the nigzal died? Then is Yaksha liyorshov. So then he gives it to the yorshim. The yorshe ames. That means then the schus ames, the bailus of the mace goes over to the yorshim. So by giving it to the yorshim, you makayim also v'nosan lasha osham loy. Nosan loyes a keren. What is if he paid him the keren? Loy nosan loyes a chaimish. Yechayi would he swear false keren chaimish vosho. Nosan loyes a keren, loy nosan loyes a chaimish. Moch aloy ala keren, loy moch aloy ala chaimish. Moch aloy al zev al zev chutz mipoches shava puta be keren. Ein ei tzorech leilech achal. Then there's no chiyah. If he owes lemaisa the nigzol, Apoches mishabaputi shabekeren, there's no chiyuv nesine. What does Rashi say? Ve'imeis nigzal, yachse gazlum yosh of the nigzal. Leinosan leisachoymish, oishamocha lein nigzal, ala keren, ba'achesh oitele, v'mocha leilachoymish, oishamocha leilzeh v'alzeh. So the din is that what? He's potter to give it back if there's no keren. Even though there's a chiyuv chaimish. Nosan lo yes a chaimish. Lo nosan lo yes a keren. Moch lo yel a chaimish. Moch lo yel a keren. Moch lo yel ze val ze chutz misha vepute be keren. Tzorech leil echachal. If there's still a shava pute left, so there's a chiyuv to go to Modai. Nosan loy es hakeren, v'nishba loy al hachaymish. What happens if he paid up the keren, and he swore that he paid up the chaymish also? Let's see what Rashi says. Nosan loy es hakeren, la'acher shen nishba v'hoide v'nishayev keren v'chaymish, nishba loy shvua shni al hachaymish. Then he swore a second shvu on the chaimish, shenos nulai, that he gave it to him. So that means he owed him a chaimish, and now he swore, I paid you up the chaimish. And then later he was made him, and he swore false. Finish balay ala chaimish, hareze mishalem chaimish al chaimish. So Rashi says, chumshay shal chaimish. The chaimish rishay nasa keren. This is a new kfire in shvua sheker. He owed him a chaimish, and he swore that he doesn't owe him. He paid up the chaimish already. Later he was made this swore false. So memele he has to pay a chaimish on this chaimish at she ismait a keren mishavaput. Shimchaza v'nosan loy chaimish rishay. Then he swore on the second chaimish. Then he was made that they didn't pay after the second chaimish. Bishalim chaimshay. V'chaim shoy shol chaim mishayin. He say pays the second chaim mish and the chaim mish on that. V'chaim lo'oy lo machis mayet hakeren shol chaim mish shloyich b'loy shavaput. If he doesn't know mashavaput anymore, so then there's no chiyuv. V'chaim b'pikot. So the Mishnah started off by Gezel, if he swore false, and there was Nishba v'hoide, so it's Karen Chaimish v'osham, and he's mechuyev to go l'modai. V'chaim b'pikot, shenema, oy b'pikot, oy b'sumishyot, b'sumishyot is halvo, oy b'gezel, oy oshek es amis, oy din peyscha asocher, oy motza aveda v'kichishbo, v'nishba al sheker, Hareza Mishalem Keren Vachimish Vosha. Zot Rashi Oy Osha Kasamisoi Schasoche Sumeshot Alvo. Let us see the Val Tuta is wissen. A Gaisa Machaverish of a Truta Benishba. Now, Tosfos had a tremendous problem over here. The Gemara says, Masechet Shvuos, that you need Kfiras Shtei Kesef, and Eidor V'Shavaputa. That's what Rav says, and that's what we paskin. You need Kfiras Shtei Kesef, and Eidor V'Shavaputa, that's and then Yechayev Ashur. Now, here we have that he stole a Shavaputa Benishba. Now, how do you swear on a Shavaputa? They said a big problem. You need Kfira Shtei Kesef, and then you swear on that. That's a Shavus Adayonim. You need Kfira Shtei Kesef. And they do a Shavaputa that makes him a Maida B'mitzis. So Taisve says, you don't need a Shavus Adayonim. This din that Yechayev Keren Chayim Shavosham, is that Philip Bezen wasn't machayev him to swear. It was no chiv shvur. Yen a month from him, and he said, you stole from me, and he said, I swear I didn't steal from you. It was a shvur, not a shvur's bezen. So he stole a shavaputa, he swore on a shavaputa, he swore a shvur's atzmai. The din is, he's machayev kenchem mishvosha, v'lai lichi yad modi. That's pshat in our Mishnah. Because if you need a shvuah's bezin, you can't have this on a shavaputi. You need a shvuah on shtei kesef. So Taisva says, "Kegain shenishma ma'atzmai, den bezin mashbin ela betainish shtei kesef, v'ido shavaputi." You need a kvira betainish shtei kesef. That's l'chei reshitas rav, and we paskin like that. So Taisa says, if it's not talking about a Shavuos HaDayonim, so who says, Bechla, you have Kerchem Mishvoshim? So Taisa says, no, but Fulu Bishvuos Atzma, Fulu, he swore by himself, without Bezdin, without a Shavuos HaDayonim. Bechayiv Chaimish, Kedemuchach Bishuli Pilkin, Ubemesech Shavuos Nanami, Shavuos HaPekod Neheges Banoshim, Ubenoshim, Bifnei Bezdin, Bishalei Bifnei Bezdin, Mipi Atzma. So the Rishash on this Shtikl Taisvus says, L'tavayni doesn't understand what the Raya of Taisvus at all. Shalai bifnei bezdin does not necessarily mean that it wasn't a shvuah's bezdin. You don't have to swear, a bezdin can be mechayiv you a shvuah, and it's called a mechuyiv to swear up a bezdin, but you don't have to swear in bezdin, you can swear someplace else. So that what it says, Shalai bifnei bezdin means that the shvuah is not bifnei bezdin. Could be you need a shvuah's adayonah. Mipi atzmai means that he himself swore. There's such a concept of mushba mipi achera muso, that someone else has mashbiacho ani that mashbiu yev my pekodin. He says I don't have the pekodin. So there's a type of shvu mushba pi achera. Here it says mipi atzmai yechayev if mipi atzmai. But so there's no raya from this Mishnah that a shvuis atzmoi, you also chayiv. So he says he doesn't understand the raya of Tosfos. Inami, mayri betoanu shtei kesef, v'hoidu lo shavaputa. Not speaking about toanu shtei kesef. So now we have to understand ותתנו שתי כסף, so לכי נראה כביר שתי כסף. So let us look at the side. V'nishba al shtei kesef. So he says a very interesting pshat. He swore on the shtei kesef. That means he needed a kvira shtei kesef. So he said, I don't owe you any, the mandam shtei kesef. I owe you a sheva pute, but the shtei kesef I don't owe you. V'nishba al shtei kesef. And he swore on the shtei kesef. Then he swore in Bezdin,
this was a Shuas Maida B'Mitzis, he swore in Bezdin, his money from Shta, I never got a Pekodin of Shtei Kesef, and I never stole Shtei Kesef, he swore in Shtei Kesef, that's a Shuas Adiyah. Then he comes to Bezdin, he says, you know, that what I said, I don't owe you Shtei Kesef, it's a little discrepancy over there. I don't owe you shtei kesef, but one prut of that shtei kesef I do owe you. So when I said, I said it was maida, let's say he mondem shtei kesef plus a prut. Said, I owe you a prut, I don't owe you shtei kesef. Then later he comes to Bezdin, he swore, I don't owe you shtei kesef. Then he comes to Bezdin, he says, you know, I don't owe you shtei kesef, but I owe you a prut from that shtei kesef. It means I owe you two prut. So Memela, so we have an Iluya Sheinfall over here. There was a Shvuas Bezdin and the Shvuas Sheker Sheboy. The Shvuas Sheker Sheboy, he said, but I swore it's true. I mean, till the Pruta, you munched, I guess, of that, I don't know you. So that's not. But I said, I don't owe you a whole Shteikasef. I swore false because a Pruta of the Shteikasef I do owe you. So Memela, there's a Shvuas Bezdin that he swore. He's made in the Pruta. And now he's moide, but I take stole from you, with his idol, I stole from you take a shava pute, because a geizel schaveri shava pute, because now he's moide, before it was kaifa with the shvu, but now he's moide, and then he was moide, so we have a chetimse, that there was a shvu sadayonim, and that's why he's chayv keren chaymish boshon. Now the second Teretz of Toisvist, they ask it's very unclear. Nami Irish Atonu Beis Kesef Vahoyda Akil Vekofa Pruta Achas V'nishba Acha Kacha La Pruta Shekofa V'chayra Korin Terav V'yinira Kvira Shtei Kesef. I saw in the Mavteich they bring down two Yisoidistik Ezachen. Toisvist wants to find how could you have a shvus at the yonim on a shava pute? So Taisa, in the Maida B'mitzvah is no such thing, you need a kvira shtei kesef. What about a shvus at the echot? What about a gilgul shvus? I'm going to think of that, a gilgul shvus. That means that it was Maida B'mitzvah. And then later, it was a different tvi on a shava pute. So you have a shvus bezdin. So you have a shvus bezdin, gilgul shvus, a shvus bezdin. So they bring a raya from this Taisvis that say by shvus at the echot. In Shai by Shvuas Gilgul, you need a Shvu of Shtei Kesef. It's not only a din of Maida B'mitzvahs and the Tzeidechot and Gilgul Shvu. Not a Teva Shvu is best. The second thesis we can't learn as yet because we have to learn the Gemara. Mimeis Yavzel Abonov. What happened if the Nigzel died? Is Yavzel Abonov. Niradosh Lashminon, Dafilu Liyoshim, Yelech Lamodai. That it says, the pasuk says, La Shaloi Yitnenu B'yayim HaShemosoi. So I would think La Shaloi means the Nigzal, not the Yerushaya Nigzal. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us, no, it's not the Nigzal, the one who possesses the money, the Zachi of HaShovet. Inami also Lameima, Dein Chilet Bein Shah Nigzal Kayim, Bein Shuhu Meis Linye Keren Chayim HaShemosoi. That means the Mises and Nigzal will not in any way affect the Lachas of Keren Chayim HaShvuyoshim. Ki heichid yesh chilek begazlan, by the gazlan, this is a chilek. Bein hu lebono, the bono v'mishal men chayim mishal gezal aviyim. You don't bring a korban also. K'mash mudini gezal ein chilek, nigzal ein chilek. By the nigzal, there's no chilek if he's alive, if he's dead, all the Lachas apply.
Sagt die Gemara, Nishba Loi Ein.
When the Mishnah it says, that when are you chayiv to make sure that the Nigzal gets the money if he swore?
Nishba Loi Ein, Loi Nishba Loi Loi.
But if he didn't swear, then he's not mechuyev to make sure that the Nigzal got it. Let the Nigzal come to him and get it. He's not mechuyev to make sure that the Nigzal got it.
So the Gemara says, Loi money, Loi Rabbi Tarfon, Loi Rabbi Akiva.
So our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Akiva.
The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Gozal Echod Michamisha.
A person stole from one of five people.
He doesn't know from which person he stole.
He stole from one of these five people. He doesn't know which one he stole.
And all five say you stole from me.
So we have here a machloikis, meniach gzeila b'neim and mistalik.
So he's meniach gzeila b'neim.
See exactly what this means, but let's say kipshut. He's not machuiv to give to all five.
He's meniach zeil. Whoever can prove that it's theirs can take it.
Well, mistalik, he's finished. I don't know who it belongs to. Whoever will prove that it's theirs will take it. But I was yaitzim my chiyiv, even though from with what I did, the nigzal didn't get it. If he can't prove that I stole it, he didn't get it. But I made it accessible. You prove that you're nigzal, take it.
So Rav Tarfon holds that the chiyuv of Hashove is, the chiyuv of Hashove is, it's accessible. You prove it's yours, come and take it.
He can't prove his nisht.
But there's no chiyuv amit to give it to the nigzal.
So our Mishnah, we'll see in a minute, so our Mishnah is not going according to Rav Tarfon.
Rabbi Kiva says, "Loizu aderech mitziyos midei avera."
This is not a pesach. This won't be mitzi midei avera.
Ad she yishalem gzeila lachol echad vecha.
No, so Rabbi Kiva says, "You stole from one person, and minich b'neim, no one's going to get it. That won't be mitzi midei avera. So you have to go and pay all five. You have to pay all five.
And if you pay all five, so then you know klo, you paid the nigzal. That's because you paid all five, so you zicha paid the nigzal."
So now the Gemara held that what is the case? What are they speaking about? They're speaking about all cases. Say there was a shvur, say there wasn't a shvur. They didn't differentiate. All cases, with a shvur, without a shvur, according to Rav Tarfon, all you machuiv to is minich b'neim, you make it accessible to them. And a fellow with a shvur, and according to Rabbi Kiva, a fellow without a shvur, and our Mishnah says, Dafke with Ashur.
So Memele, Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva did not differentiate.
And B'chol Oifen, they hold what they hold.
And our Mishnah says, with Ashur, Yimachuyiv to return it. Without Ashur, Namachuyiv to return it.
So our Mishnah is not like any of them.
Well, let's see further the Gemara.
Money.
If our Mishnah is going according to Rav Tarfon, afal gavdi shtabe oma minich zeila b'neim and mistalik.
Rav Tarfon didn't differentiate. Afilu he swore. He also says, he just makes it accessible and that's it.
So our Mishnah says, no, you have to go to Modai.
I Rabbi Kiva, afal gavdi lo yishtabe. He didn't say dafki yishtabe.
Oma rachi shalom zeila l'chol echad vech.
So the Gemara says, Loilam Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva.
But not the way you held till now that this Rabbi Kiva is speaking about B'chol Oifen. The Chikom Rabbi Kiva, Shishalm Zeilu Chalechad Vechad, Eichi Dishtabit.
With the comma.
No, this Barais is speaking about that he swore, and so in the Summer Melis, so that's what Rabbi Kiva says, so he has to pay all five in order to be Mekayim is Chiyah.
And that's our Mishnah. When you swore, you lechena achav lamoda.
My time, what's the reason to differentiate between if he swore, if he didn't swear? The amakro lashel hu loy itnenu b'yoyim ashmosoy.
The pasuk says by shvuah that you have to give it lashel hu loy itnenu.
You have to give it to him.
can't say it's accessible. L'ashel hu lo yitnenu. So memeila, so therefore the Baraisa is speaking about that he swore false, and the Baraisa is speaking about that he swore false, and Rabbi Kiva says you have to make sure that the Nixel is going to get it. And that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Talpin, so now the Gemara is, you bring a Pasuk. Rabbi Kiva brought a Pasuk, so what's Pshat and Rabbi Talpin? Rabbi Talpin, Afel gav the Ishtabit of the Rabbon and Takanda. Even though he swore, but it's a Takonis, it's a Takonis HaShavit. The Sanya, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Tzodik, Takone Gedoilo Hiskinu, Shimhoiso Hitzo Yisera Lekere. That Chazal made a Gavaldike Takone. But what is, if the Hitzo is more than the Keren, to go to Modai, he stole a Putin, to go to Modai costs $1,000 from a Mele, so he has to go to Modai to give him the Putin. But Chazal made a takone, Shem Hoysa, Itzo, Yeser, Ala Keren, Vishalin, Keren, Vachoymish, Lebezen, or maybe Hashomay, Miskapole. Chazal made a takone that if the Itzo is more than the Keren, you don't have to go to Modai, or maybe Hashomay, Miskapole. So Lechoyre, Pshat is, so here also, he has to pay five people. The Keren, so this is the Itzo, Yeser, Ala Keren. So therefore, Rav Talfin holds that Menich Zeila B'neim Mistalik finished. L'chera means you give it to that. I mean, that's the stakone. The Rabbi Kiva. So why does Rabbi Kiva taka hold you have to give to each one? Ki Yoved Rabbonon Takante Eichid Yod Leman Gozlei. Rabbi Kiva said, no. This stakone that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzodik said, his dafke, the case was as follows, that they saw Yisera Lekeren. That means Reuven stole, there was a Nishba Vahide, and he knows who he stole from, and he comes to Bezen, he gives this to Bezen, the Shavaput, and he says, Rabbi Isai, I stole this from Shimon, and it's a Yitzor Yisair Ala Kerem. So I'm leaving this Pruta by you, and whenever Shimon will come in this neighborhood, he can pick up the Pruta. So there, Al Kolponim, the being Menichit in Bezdin, the Takona Gedoyla, that Rabbi Loza Bar Tzodik said, was Al Kolponim, it's accessible for the Nigzal to get it. There's one Nigzal. We know who the Nigzal is. So Mamela, that was a Takon Nigzal. But in our case, we have five people tining that they stole from each one of us. And Rav Talfin said, Menir Zeila Bineim Amistalik. So there, no one's going to get it. There, it's not, except we don't know who the Nigzal is. So there never was a Takon. Yeah. So let us see again the Lashon HaMoreh. Rabbi Kiva, he's Cholek on Rav Talfin, Kiyoved, that Rav Talfin said, until in this case they made a takana. Kiyoved Rabbonon takanta eched yodo leman gozlai. If he knows who he stole it from, so then it's a takana, even though you didn't deliver it to Modai, it's also good. Kamadale mamayna lemorai. Lemaise, there's a possibility the money can get back to the morai. Avul gozal eched michamisha. But if he stole Ech Mechmishad, Le'yoda, Le'man, Gozlaid, Le'hoda, Mamayna, Le'more, Yobed, Rabbon, and Takant. So Memele, that's why Rabbi Kiva holds that it's not sufficient, Menich, Zeyle, Bineyem, Umistalek. Let us see Rashi. Loi nishba, loi boi loich achrov adamot eliyodei. That's the mashmois from the Mishnah. And we hear a Baraisa and Gemara held that it's speaking about Bein Nishpa, Bein Loi Nishpa. That Rabbi Kiva says, Yisham B'cholecha, Tashova L'yodei Beina, Leisagi B'minich Lofonov Loima, Mishu Shaloi Yitlenu. And Rav Tav says, Nich Zeilov Leboilam Tuya L'yodei, he doesn't have to deliver it. Leisagi B'nich Lofonov, Sherebailam Shomu, it's accessible to the Bailam. So the Gemara says, Lo'ilom Rabbi Kiva is going according to Rabbi Kiva that's speaking about Davka Nishba. So Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva Mikor Madrina Lukmi, usually, if we have an alternative, who does that find the Mishnah, so we try to that find the Mishnah according to Rabbi Kiva. Why? Shum the Kulul Stimto Alibid Rabbi Kiva Sosam, all the Stam Mishnahs, they were Soysim, they were all Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, Kedama Beilein and Nechnokim. So, Mistava, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Ovid Rabbonon Takante, in the Svore of Rav Tarfon is, that the Rabbona made a Takone, Takone Sashove, Bohoche b'misafkele, the Misafkele, here is Misupik who he stole from, Tizkelei b'meniach, k'desanya, like this barais, ovet takone, k'desafkele tizkelei b'meniach, k'desanya, ovet takone, skabi goyis, ovet nishma b'hoide, ven enik zolka, da'af alpi d'chsiv l'asher huloi, tikon rabonom, d'neis v'lishlich bezn, v'yetachas yodom, at sheyo v'enik zol v'yitlano. So that's the svar of Rav Tarfon. So Rabbi Kiva said, no, you can't compare this. There, the kamahada, eventually, we'll get to the more. So, this is the first mahalach in the Gemara that we had a machloikis, Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara understood it's, first the Gemara understood it's speaking about Bein Nishba, Bein Loi Nishba. So then the Mishnah is not going according to anyone. Because our Mishnah says, only Mechuyev to give it to the Yad Bailam Davka by Nishba. Then the Gemara said, no, the Barais is speaking about Nishba. And Rabbi Kiva holds by Nishba, you have to return it. Rasha Lo Yitnenu. And Rabbi Tarfon holds that he doesn't have to give it back. Is that Takonis Hashovim? And Rabbi Kiva holds there's no such takonis hashovim if he'll never get it back. And it's different than takonis hashovim Rabbi Losa Barab Tzodik, because here eventually the nizlo can get it back. Fine. So far we're saying that the machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rab Tavn is by Nishba. Mosiv Rab Huneh by Yehuda, Omar Rab Shimon ben Elozo, Loi Nechleku Rabbi Tavn Rabbi Kiva, Al shalokach echad mechamisha, ve'ena yedeye meizem em lokach, sheminiach d'mei mekach beineyem mistali. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo said, if a person purchased something from one of five people, he owes them the money, he purchased something, he doesn't know who he purchased it from, so then everyone agrees, meiniach momim beneyem mistali, he can leave it there, you don't have to pay there, afilah bekibis also made it. Because, let's understand it, because he didn't do any aveira whatsoever, he bought something, and now he forgot who he bought it from, but he didn't do an aveira. If you don't do an aveira, menir b'neim u'mistalik. Al men echleku, al shegozal echad michamisha b'nei odom. But if he stole, b'ni yidei meizem em goz, shab ta'afanayim menir d'megzele b'neim u'mistalik. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein lo takonit shishalom gzeila l'chol echad v'echad. So we hear by a baraisa, that the baraisa says, by lokach, there's no shaila, and by lokach, there's no shaila, and by gezel, there's the machloikis. Now, you just told me that was a Bekiva said, that he pays l'chol echad, speaking about nishba, some of the gozel, but he was also moite minich b'nei by nishba. If it was nishba, so then there's no difference between gozal and lokach. If it's speaking about nishba, so lokach is also the same thing. First he says, I didn't buy anything from you, and the lady says, he's moite, I did buy him. I don't know who I bought it from. So Memele, so the way you said Pshat Rabbi Kiva, so then it's difficult to differentiate between Gozal and Lokach. If the case is Nishba, so Nishba Lokach is also, should be Chayiv to give Lech Alechem Vechem. V'isal Kedai Tach Dishtabe, Mali Lokach, Mali Gozal. So you see, Rabbi Kiva isn't speaking about Nishba. Because Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Nishba, so Rabbi Kiva is told by Lokach also the same thing. V'oid Mosiv Rove. Rove is another kash. And this is Kimta, that you said Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Nishba. Maise Bechosid Echot, Shalokach Mishnei Bnei Odom, Loihoya Yedeya Meizem En Lokach. He didn't know who he bought it from. He owes one of these two money. Ubol ifnei Rav Tarfon, so he discussed the echad es Rav Tarfon, Amalei, hanech demei mekracho beineim vistalek. You don't know who you bought it from. You put the money in front of them, you don't know. So finish, you don't have to give it to each month, you just, it's in front of them, and finish, you yaitse yachir. Bol ifnei Rav Akiva, Amalei, ein lecho takone, asher tishalom lecho lechem vecha. Fine. So we have here these differences of opinion. Now, Visalke Daitoch, the Mishtabe, if you'll tell me, Yehoshtik Teure, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Mishtabe. So Memele, so this Meiser, the Rabbi Kiva says, Yitun Cholechem Vechem, has to be speaking about Mishtabe. Visalke Daitoch, the Mishtabe, Chosid Mi Mishtabe Bishikre, I'm not the Kemeiser, please. No. The Mishtabe, No. He swore before. In his younger years, he wasn't born Chosid. He wasn't such a tzatzke. He swore false, but later he became a Chosid. So he's a Chosid. Basher Usham. Now he's a Chosid. But before Taki, he wasn't such a tzatzke. Simon says, no. But kol heichad amrinim maise bechosid echad. If we bring down a maise bechosid echad, oi Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova, oi Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi. Chosid echad is one of it. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi, chasidim de mikora. But they were chasidim from all along, from the beginning. No. So memele, so I have proof. Now, Agavuch was seeing Rashi, let us see Rashi for 1 minute. Leinach leku al shaloka, dekiven deleke isure. Since there was no isur whatsoever, sagile bohochi, the like sivla shalle bemokim shechoto, the boy kapore. But if it's speaking about that he swore false, mali lekeach are nishba la sheker. Vashvu a sheker ksivla shahulei bein agezel, bein asumis yode, behetos liyode. If he swore false, it's a din asher lo yitnenu, I feel it was nichtas b'yodi v'heta. Tane d'chosi d'echot poligad Rabbi Shimon Eloz. Rabbi Shimon Eloz says, by lokach, Rabbi Kiva never said that Mishal Mechalechet v'echot, and this tane holds, by lokach, he also paid. Yeah. So Memele, Al Kaponim, we have rayas that Rabbi Kiva was Machayiv Litin Lechol Echad Ve'Echad Afilu by Loi Nishba. That's the raya. Because the first baraisa that differentiates between Lokach and Gozal cannot be speaking about Nishba. Because if a Nishba Lokach is also would be Chayiv Litin Lechol Echad Ve'Echad. So Kach is speaking about Loi Nishba. The second baraisa that says about a Chosid Echad also speaking about Loi Nishba because the Chosid a chosid will not swear false. So we see clearly Rabbi Kiva holds Nishal Mechol Echad Ve'Echad Afilu Lo Nishba. And our Mishnah says Afke Nishba. So I know called the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. So the Mahalach we said before that the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva is only speaking about Nishba is 100% wrong. So Memele, so who was our Mishnah going like? Lo'ilam Rab Tarfon. It's going according to Rab Tarfon. Umayde Rab Tarfon eichad ishtabe fakel. The other way around. This Barais is speaking about Loi Nishba. Rabbi Kiva says, Mishal Mechalecha Vecha, but Loi Nishba. By Loi Nishba, Rab Tarfon says, Menich B'nei Memistalik. Amish, but by Nishba, this is a half in his mind, eh? I mean, that the Yelechenu Achim Lamadai. So, my mail is, Amish is going according to Raptav. Umay the Raptav and Eichidi Shtabe. My time, what is the time of Raptav? The Makro shall who lo yitnenu be yoy mashmosa. He says, there's a posik that by Nishba, you have to give it into the hands of the Nigzal. Rabbi Kiva. Now, what's the svar of Rabbi Kiva? If Rabbi Kiva holds a fill of a loy nishba, you have to, Mishal Mokhalechet Bechet, what's the svar of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva, Aval Gav, the loy mishtabe konis. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says that, you're right, Mikar Adin Yoni Chai by nishba, but he counts in by loy nishba, and that after by a gazon, lokach, he didn't do an obli, didn't cancel. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Tarfani, maslis nikitoni nishba, is going to go into Rabbi Tarfani, Rabbi Kiva, filo by loy nishba nami. Fragt die Gemore, Rabbi Tarfani, michdei, Eiche de mishtabe, loisagi de loi hoide. The aloche of keren chaymish v'osha means, it was said that he swore false, and then he's moide, that he swore false, then he brings the keren chaymish v'osha. You have aido also. So, the Mishnah is speaking about, he was moide. If it's speaking about a keren chaymish v'osha, he was moide. Prek de gemore, you're telling me the Mishnah is going according to Raptalf, and then after by nishba, shalai, he should give it to the Nigzal after Nishba. Correct the Gemara, since the Mishnah is speaking about Rav Tav Mechdei, Heiche de Mishtabe, Loisagi, de Loihoide. If he swore, it also has to be speaking about that he was Moide. Ma'irye v'nishba. So why does it say v'nishba? If a person is moide, so then Rab Tarfen holds his mechuyev to give back all five. Moide Rab Tarfen. Ba'oimer lishnaim gozalti echad mikemon. A person comes over. He comes over mitatmimis. He says, I stole one of you two. Ve'en yidei eze mikem. So this Rab Tarfen said, if this person is moide, Noisin lo zemone, u lo zemone, shekvar hoide mi piyatz moim. Let us see. Rashi. Zut Rashi, Raptav mechdei, mas nisim poch. Do omar nishba in, le nishba loy. Vokim no ki Raptav. Loi sagi do loy hoide. De kapore, vi shovin de kro ahoide ksiv. The whole din that you need a kapole, and you have to be meishev to modai, is going when he was made. Dechsiv begezel ager, v'isvado es chatosom. So that's the makor of hoide. Shekva, and Rav Tarfen himself said, if a gazlan is made, a fellow without a shvuim, he's mechuyev to pay all of them. Shekva hoide mepiyatzmoy. That means if a person is moide, that means Besdin doesn't know anything about it. And he comes to be moide, he wants to be yaitzi yidei shemayim. But av al gav da beidin ilay motza mechai vilei, ela meniach bifneim, miu yidei oynish ein yaitze ad shi yishalim lishneim. Alav labai lamahadrei. We have here a member of Rav Tarfen, that whole Rav Tarfen, the Rav Tarfen says meniach, Bifneim and Mistalik is speaking about if you need a psak bezin. This person doesn't want to do anything, so bezin says, this is what you have to do. But if a person is moit, there's no bezin, there's no edim, there's nothing, he comes and he says, Abay say, I stole, what's the right thing to do? The right thing to do? By both of them. So Mamela, right, the Gemara, since the Mishnah is speaking about that he was moit, so why did he nishba? A path and hold that by moide you pay all of them and fill it without nishba. Because he has to get it back. So Memela, so the Gemara is asking, so why do you say the Mishnah Nishba? Afilu on Shvua, he holds him a chuyv to make sure that he gets it. Elo Amar Rove. So Rove says, the Mishnah is going according to everyone. You have no, this Baraisa that is speaking Gozal Me'echad Mechamish B'nei Odom, which we have here on Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, is no Shaykhis with the Mishnah. Shani Maslis, the Kivin the Yoda Leman Gozlai. The Mishnah, we know who he stole, Boydilei, and he was Moide, Kivin the Efshel Laduri Mamoine Lemore. That means, after Zaido, it's possible that the Bailam can get back the money. Havalei kemanda omalei, so memele, it's equivalent keilu, the Bailam said, yili biyotcho. What I have, that means, if it would be moida alone, you're asking akasha, that by moida Raptarfen holds, he has to give each one. So he says, you know in what case Rab Tarfon is mighty have to give each one. In the case that he doesn't know who he stole from, and without giving each one, no one is going to get it. But the case of our Mishnah, you're asking Kasha the case of the Mishnah, why do you need Nishba Filohide? He says, Als the Haidah that this person had made, that would not be Mechayiv him to give it back. Havalei kemanda omalei yuli biyotcha keilu the if I heard alone by one person, and we know who the one person is, it's keilu the nigzal would say, good, you owe me the money, let it be by you, and mamela I'll pick it up one of these days. So therefore, if I know who the nigzal is, heide is not a mechayev that you have to go and deliver it to the nigzal. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Hilkach Nishba. Davke by Nishba. Aval gav de komale. Even though the Nigzel tells him, Yile biyotcha. He's telling him, let it be by you, I'll pick it up one of these days. No, but that's not enough. Give the boy kapoyle sagi the month of the yoda. That is by Nishba. Holoi, ishtaba, avagabi pekodna, dosa bishokale. So Memele, if he wouldn't have sworn, so then there's no chiv on him to deliver it to the Nigzal. So Memele, and that what Rab Tarfon says, that he's mechuyev to give it to the Nigzal, if he didn't swear, by Hoide, that is Dafke, if without giving him, the Nigzal will never get it. But in the case of our Mishnah, the Nigzal will get it, if he doesn't deliver it to him. So without Nishba, you don't have to deliver it to him. Let us see Rashi. Elo Marova, Masnis and Divrei Hakoli. The Mishnah is going according to everyone. V'loidomi leina yedeyam. The Mishnah is going, our Mishnah is no shachos et tabarais. The hosam bein Nishba, bein lein Nishba, the pligi raptafim rabiki v'linyin dinem. The Rab Tarfon loy mechayev laharzel liyad anigzol, Rabbi Kiva mechayev. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva mechayev. Afogav de loy nishba. V'hai de piches lel, mi Rabbi Kiva afogav de loy ishtabe la pichi. Osem dinu, da afogav de loy mishtabe. Di yarzel lechol echod. There the din is, since I don't know. That means with by miniach minayim, by miniach binayim. So the Bailam will never get it. So there is the achsukol ech shrein yidei lemigosa leinofak yidei shemayim klal. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds there you have to give to each one. Avol hoche b'mas nisan samemele, the din of five is unique. The din of five is unique that he'll never get it.
So if it wouldn't be, if it wasn't heute, mikadin, is minich b'neyem. If it was heute, we tell him taken to give back, but that's because it's either he'll never get it, or if he wants to be yotzei d'shamayim, he has to give to each one. Avalach b'mas nisan d'yoda l'man gozal. Here he knows who he stole from. Umoydalei mishah seidod mezumnu l'hoshif. And he's moide that he's mukhin to pay back. Whenever you come by, I'll give it to you. Avagabi kipikodin. So memele, so here we do not, this is no shaykhis at all to the machlikas of Akiva and Rab Tarfin, who are speaking about a case will never get it back. And the Mishnah is speaking about a case, he will get it back until he doesn't deliver it. So it says in the Mishnah, Afal Pikin, even though he can get it back, and perhaps the Nigzal is masking that he'll pick it up from the Gazlan, but he has to go and give it back to the Nigzal because he needs a kapore. That he's masking that he'll pick it up from him, it's not sufficient. He has to deliver it to him in order he should have a kapore. Now let us see the second Tosfos. Avonoisin lishliach bezn. We heard in the Mishnah says Avonoisin lishliach bezn. So Rashi says mipnei takonis hashomim shaloi nechayvenu lohitzi mone boitzos haderech. Yeah. So you give it to the shliach bezin. And what happens? Mashme mitoich perushoi, the noisel shliach bezin, vuhu shoimroi biyodoi atche yovei hanigzol. What does the shliach bezin do? So even though from this Rashi doesn't say too much, but we had a Rashi later in Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, here Rashi says, Takonis Hashomim. Ava Pidersiva Ashohuloi, Tikon Rabbonon, the Neisve Lishliach Bezn, Vitachas Yodom Achiyobi Nigzel Vietlano. So here Rashi says clearly that the Takona was, not that the Shliach Bezn delivers it to the Nigzel, the Shliach Bezn takes it to Bezn. That's how it would seem from Rashi. Veinir. Chode de lishne le mashmahochi. Da mai no ket shliach bezn. Havo le le meima im yesh bezn shom noisne le bezn. How does the shliach bezn come in? You give it to bezn. That's what it should have said. So there's a very interesting Rosh and Shita Mekabetzis. The Rosh says, no, it says, I'm made the kachidish in the Mishneh. The minute he gives it to Shliach Bezn, the Shliach Bezn is going to deliver it to Bezn. But the minute he gives it to Shliach Bezn, so he can bring a korban already, and he's not chayev achayis. So if I catch it about and the Shliach Bezn is going to bring it to Bezn, but even before he gets to Bezn, he's already elated. So Shliach Bezn is a bigger chiddush, I feel, before it came to Bezn. Okay, that's the teretz on this kasha. Boy, the Omer Bigmore, Shliach Bezn, Psikalei Milse, Loishna Osoi Nigzal, Loishna Osoi Gazlan, Lahilachlan Nigzal. It seems that the Shliach is a Shliach to deliver it to the Nigzal. Not the way Rashi seems to be saying that the Shliach takes it to Bezn. Luchayr, we're comparing the shliach of the Gazlan to the shliach of the Nigzal. The shliach of the Nigzal is going to bring it back to the Nigzal. Void, amai koma begmored le metuk me mas nisen kerab tarfen. The Gemara said that our Mishnah is not going according to Rab Tarfen, because Rab Tarfen says, meinich b'nei, but beperik ha-mafkid porich ha-milse de Rab Tarfen. The Gemara says in Rab Tarfen, what's that meinich b'nei? He puts it there, he goes away, b'shokle le'kul, and then they'll start grabbing it? But honestly, what kind of a mice is this? Umeshani tni viyoniyach.
Not v'yoniach. Not meiniach v'yneim, v'yoniach. So what does that mean, v'yoniach? Makoch b'yad besn koma. L'chayre means that you put it in besn. Kiyod rabbelozo b'rab tzodik. The masik alibi d'rab talfen. So memele, so that's what it says in our Mishnah also. Wait, b'gmora ma'yitzach l'suyi d'rabbelozo. He must nisen ava motzi l'suyi. Others want to say, Rashi Tachna says that, that what it says, v'yinich b'rab tafen, it doesn't mean v'yinich b'fneim, it's that the Gazlan holds it. So, Mamelo, that's not our Mishnah. So, Taisa is the whole Nubshad. Okay, Nire, the Masnis Nairalinian Achayas Haderech. Taisa is a whole Nubshad. That the Mishnah is speaking about, it said before, Yehilech Achav Lamodai, and calls man, it doesn't get to the Nigzal Yishai Bachayas. The made a takone, leinin achayis haderech, the miftak sheyitin leshliach bezn, v'yesh le kapore miyad, en tzorech lel hamten shegiyo liyad nigzol, kimen shekiblo shliach bezn. Avol betakante zu leimairi mas nisen klau. So Teisve says, there were two takones. The takon of the Mishnah was, that you give it to a shliach bezn, and the Teis Vishan says, you pay the Shliach Bezn for the travel expenses. Zechtein Teis Vishan. You give it to Shliach Bezn. But that which it said before, Yochaya Bachaya till the Nigzel gets it. And you can't bring a comb till the Nigzel gets it. They made a takona. No, you give it to Shliach Bezn. You pay for expenses. That was a takona. Then you're finished. Ani es nafshi yitzalti. You can bring a comb. You put it for Machaya. That's what it says in the Mishnah, but you have to send a shliach to the Nigzal. Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon said, "Bigger chiddush. That was a later takone. Yishim takone sashovim. They said you bring it into Bezn, but that's not pshat in our Mishnah. So therefore, when the Gemara was looking for a makor for a takone to leave it in Bezn, that's Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon. That is not our Mishnah."